We're watching Press TV. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed troops attack schools and arrest anti-regime teachers. Saudi women protest a male-only electoral system amid the West's silence. Yemenis reject President Saleh's resignation in 30 days. They want him to go now. In Morocco, tens of thousands take to the streets to demand structural reforms. And rocket attack on a U.S. base in Iraq as more American soldiers die in the country. Hello, everyone. It is 1500 hours international, 7:30 p.m. over here in Tehran. You're with Press TV. Starting off in Bahrain, Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have raided an all-girls secondary school once again as the crackdown there continues. Eyewitnesses in the area say that several teachers from the school have been detained. The parents of students have received word that their daughters will be questioned. The school is located in Hamad town. It is the second time it has been raided in less than a week. Meanwhile, the main opposition party says over 30 holy sites, including 16 mosques, have been destroyed over the past months. Other reports indicate over 28 mosques and 50 mourning halls have been destroyed. Also, rights groups say in an effort to suppress the protests, the regime forces have even raided hospitals and tortured doctors and the patients. Amnesty International is concerned about the fate of many missing activists and widespread torture of detained protesters. The head of the Youth Society on Human Rights in Manama, Muhammad Al-Maskati, tells us more about the situation in Bahrain.
Some have a huge number of arson of detainees, more than 700 detainees. Still, we have the problem of destroying the mosques in Bahrain. Still, the hospital is controlling by the security forces and military. So the people are afraid to go to the hospital with this kind of situation inside the hospital. Still, the people who fired from job trying to have another opportunity with this kind of situation, because some of the families, the mother and the father fired and they don't have any financial source. What happened until now, the human rights violation is continued and still the people are trying to ask for the reforms, and also they are trying to protest everywhere.
A group of Saudi women has held a protest outside a voter registration office in the city of Jeddah in protest at the country's electoral system. The protesters said they wanted to be involved in public life and their voices to be heard. In a symbolic move, the women registered for the upcoming local elections in the city, but their applications were swiftly turned down. A similar protest has been held in Eastern Province. Reports say police detained two protesters and dispersed other women. Women are prohibited from voting in Saudi Arabia. They are also banned from driving and cannot travel without the consent of a male guardian. Yemen's anti-government protesters have once again called for the immediate departure of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, rejecting an Arab plan for his resignation. In the southern city of Taiz, hundreds gathered in front of the university campus demanding Saleh leave now. Similar demonstrations were held in the capital, Sana'a, with thousands remaining camped out in the city's Change Square. The Arab initiative, drawn up by the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, calls on Saleh to submit his resignation to Parliament within 30 days, with a presidential vote to be held in 2 months. In return, he will receive immunity from prosecution for himself, his family and aides, provisions that the protesters strongly oppose. Opposition demonstrators say Saleh must be tried for his deadly crackdown on protesters. Here is more.
Yemen's embattled President Ali Abdullah Saleh has finally agreed to a proposal by GCC mediators to step down within 30 days in exchange for immunity from prosecution. The protest movement demanding Saleh's immediate departure says it accepts the latest draft of the deal, but with reservations.
We have said from the first day that we accept any initiative that calls for the immediate resignation of Ali Abdullah Saleh, and we will give him immunity from prosecution.
The pro-democracy protesters staged the largest of tumults of demonstrations on Friday and Saturday across the country, while the deadly crackdown by regime forces continues to prompt key political, military and tribal allies to abandon the embattled president and to join the protesters. Saleh, in a televised speech to a military academy on Saturday, accused the opposition of dragging the country into a civil war.
They want to shed blood and drag the country into civil war, which is not in the interest of the country and the region.
The GCC plan stipulates that President Saleh will hand over power to his vice president 1 month after an agreement is signed with the opposition forces and be granted immunity from prosecution.
The GCC plan provides a safe exit from the current crisis. We welcome any plan that meets the demands of our people.
However, the Peaceful Youth Revolt, a group that has helped organize protests against Saleh's regime, has issued a statement rejecting the GCC initiative, saying, quote, it doesn't include Saleh's immediate ouster and provide safeguards to him, his family and aides who are all killers.
The protesters here have once again made it clear that they are against any initiative that gives Saleh immunity from prosecution, especially now that his weak government has little control beyond the capital. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.
Reports say at least 36 people have been killed in Libya's western city of Misrata after heavy bombardment by forces loyal to ruler Muammar Gaddafi. Explosions and gunfire have been reported in the city center and the three residential areas. NATO planes have also been seen flying over the coastal city, but there has been no sign of airstrikes as yet. This comes after Libya's revolutionary forces said they had gained the upper hand in Misrata after the Gaddafi forces retreated. However, Libya's deputy foreign minister has said government troops had not withdrawn from the city and instead only halted their operations to let local tribes negotiate with the revolutionary forces. Thousands of traumatized Libyans are seeking refuge near a border point in Tunisia. Our correspondent has more.
Thousands of people have fled their homes in Libya's southwestern region due to fear of being tangled in the conflict between Gaddafi forces and the Libyan revolutionaries. This here is Ramada refugee camp. It is 50 kilometers from the Tunisian-Libyan border. Many of the refugees here have fled their homes in Libya and are now living in these camps on Tunisian soil.
We've been here for more than 12 days. We are more than 1,300 guys here, refugees, just from the Fusa Mountain. So UNHCR, it's the main representative of the camp and signed a subcontract with the Ta'awun, Tunisian relief charities. But for 12 days, it's very miserable. There's no health food as well. There's no restaurant. There's no kitchen. There's no cafe. There's no good amenities. There's no health WCs.
The conflict in Libya has recently shifted in the southwestern region of the country. It is near here in Dheba, the southern border crossing between Tunisia and Libya, where refugees have fled in the thousands.
I saw people fleeing near the border. They were afraid of bombings and fled in the thousands.
On average, nearly 1,500 refugees arrived each day to these camps, and according to local NGOs, they total nearly 20,000, a higher figure than had been previously reported.
More than 15,000 refugees have crossed from the Libyan side into here, into Tunisia. And that is number according to the officials from the Tunisian border people.
Observers say it is doubtful that the conflict in Libya will end anytime soon, which in turn also leaves the status of these refugees in doubt.
More refugees are expected to arrive at the Tunisian-Libyan borders, since the Libyan revolutionaries' recent capture of the Tahebo border crossing is shifting the conflict closer to western Libya and to the Tunisian borders. Amin Khatib, Press TV, Tahebo.
Tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets across Morocco to call for reform. The protests took place in the capital, Rabat, and several other cities, including Casablanca. The protesters say that the ruling monarchy must make changes in the way it is running the country. The protesters want an end to corruption, torture in prisons, and unemployment.
We want to see a new Morocco, a democratic Morocco. We want Morocco lawfully run. I came here, like all these men and women, to express my opinion. We are here in the streets today to say that we want some real reforms. We cannot picture Morocco without real reforms. The reforms must take place immediately.
This is the third massive rally since the protests began back on February 20. The ruling monarchy has been desperate to avoid an Egyptian or Tunisian-style revolution. The king has already announced many reforms in an effort to silence the protests. The Jordanian army has dismissed 100 soldiers and about 15 officers from various units across the country. The army claims the dismissed personnel have links to extremist groups. The measure comes as the nation has been witnessing months of demonstrations inspired by revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt. Jordanian protesters say they want the dissolution of parliament and constitutional amendments. Their demands also include the ouster of Jordan's prime minister and the prosecution of officials accused of corruption. Iran has criticized the West for what it calls its double standard policies on clear violations of human rights in Bahrain. The secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council described as a lie the West's slogan of support for human rights. Saeed Jalili made the comments in a seminar attended by Iran's representative heads in regional countries. He added that the recent popular uprisings in the region have been to the detriment of a number of Western countries. Jalili said this is why the West is trying to hijack and deviate the awakening movement of the nations. Demonstrators have once again marched in Washington to show solidarity with the popular uprisings in the Middle East and North Africa. Press TV's Marjan Ossi has more.
Protesters gathered in Washington once again to support the popular uprisings taking place from Libya to Bahrain and across the Arab world.
This is the first organization that's actually uniting all the countries in the Middle East and Northern Africa to stand in solidarity with all the pro-democracy movements going on in that region. We have one message. We all are uniting for the same voice.
Protesters representing countries throughout the Middle East and North Africa discussed the human rights violations taking place in that region in their movements for freedom and reform.
I came here today to protest the killings in Libya and demanding that Colonel Gaddafi and his sons should leave governing Libya and let the Libyan people themselves decide their own destiny and their own future.
We stand in solidarity of the Yemeni protesters demanding Ali Abdullah Saleh's resignation. We've been protesting every single day in front of the White House.
Two countries were also targeted specifically for human rights violations and brutal crackdown on pro-democracy protesters, Saudi Arabia and Bahrain.
I'm here to call for the release of all human rights prisoners, all people who are in jail in Saudi Arabia just because they speak out.
The Saudi excursion or invasion of Bahrain is extremely, extremely disgrace, and it shows you that the Saudi regime is not willing to allow any democratic movement within its country or around it or anywhere in the Gulf area or the Arab world or the Muslim world.
Although this was one of the first unified protests, more are expected to take place in solidarity with the freedom movements currently underway throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Marjan Ossi, Press TV, Washington.
Watching us live, a reminder of this hour's top stories now. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed troops attack schools and arrest anti-regime teachers. Saudi women protest a male-only electoral system amid the West's silence. Yemenis reject President Saleh's resignation in 30 days. They want him to go now. In Morocco, tens of thousands take to the streets to demand structural reforms. And rocket attack on a U.S. base in Iraq as more American soldiers die in the country.